First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Andrew Lowth. It's Wednesday, October 3rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Let me be clear. The Iranian regime will be held responsible for its actions.
Further warnings for Iran and pensioners encouraged to get RSV vaccine. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US president says he would not support Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear infrastructure. Israel has vowed retaliation after it was targeted with nearly 200 missiles yesterday. Joe Biden has condemned the attack, but stressed any response must be proportionate. Meanwhile, Israeli military says 8 of its soldiers were killed as fighting with Hezbollah intensified in Lebanon yesterday. The US ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, has given this warning to Tehran.
Let me be clear. The Iranian regime will be held responsible for its actions, and we strongly warn against Iran or its proxies taking actions against the United States or for their actions against Israel.
It's claimed Ireland is continuing to play catch-up on environmental goals. A new report from the Environmental Protection Agency has called for coherent long-term policy on the issue in order to address problems before they become even more expensive. The EPA's State of the Environment report says making improvements now will ensure Ireland is more resilient to the challenges of climate change. Unions representing healthcare workers are staging protests in Dublin and Cork today. The INMO, FORSA and SIPTU will picket outside Cork University Hospital and the HSE headquarters in Dublin in response to ongoing recruitment restrictions in the sector. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Union claims 2,000 posts have been effectively abolished under the HSE's pay and numbers strategy. FORSA's Ashley Connolly says the employer must withdraw the plan.
The INMO and other health unions are protesting today in response to the implementation of the HSE's pay and number strategies. And in reality, what that means is the HSE has put in place another recruitment embargo, which means services are suffering and our members are fed up.
100 new speed cameras have been announced as part of a €9 million investment in road safety. The initiative, which is part of Budget 2025, will support Gardaí with enforcement of the country's traffic laws. Justice Minister Helen McEntee says the new measures will help reduce speeding and ultimately save lives. Tina Gates reports.
The location of the new cameras will be based on fatality and serious injury collision data collected this year. Speaking ahead of the announcement, Minister McEntee said we've all been shocked by the loss of life on our roads and the most important thing we can do is ensure we take personal responsibility for keeping ourselves and others safe. But she says too many people are still willing to drive recklessly or under the influence and road safety strategies can help with technology, road design, driver education, tougher penalties, speed limits and where all else fails, enforcement.
Foxes and badgers are being captured and sold to blood illegal hunting dogs. An investigation into the wildlife black market here shows protected species are being trafficked to their deaths. Reporter for the Journal Investigates, Patricia Devlin, says many animals are being traded across the border to Northern Ireland.
We have found that animals such as foxes, badgers, hares and rabbits are being used as live bait in illegal hunting networks. They're actually being traded in a black market in these hunting networks. They're being sold off to the highest bidder, and it's happening right across the country.
A luxury cruise ship that has been stranded in Belfast since May and returned to dock earlier this week could soon be on its way. Engine problems followed by paperwork issues have delayed the 3.5-year voyage across the world before it truly began. But the Belfast Harbour website says the ship is scheduled to leave later on tonight. Angela Hersani and Gian Peroni boarded it as strangers and they are now engaged.
This was completely unexpected for us and it was funny on the singles group because I just said, you know, I have to kindly bow out and put a little picture of a ring and it kind of slipped out from there.
One of the two doctors charged in connection with the death of Friends star Matthew Perry has pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute ketamine. Dr. Mark Chavez has appeared in a Los Angeles court and could face up to 10 years in prison. The star was found dead at his home last October, aged 54. To sport, and John Durant's sixth goal of the season gave Aston Villa another famous win over Bayern Munich last night. Villa beat the Bavarian Giants by that goal to nil at Villa Park. Alexis McAllister and Mo Salah both found the net as Liverpool ran out 2-0 winners at home to Bologna. And Shamrock Rovers begin the league phase of the Conference League tonight with the visit of Apoel Nicosia to Talas Stadium. And in entertainment, where a pop-up shop selling costumes and props from the streaming platform Netflix will open in London and Birmingham later this month. Among the items up for sale are a suit worn by Gillian Anderson as Margaret Thatcher in The Crown, Eric Spike from Sex Education, and hoodies from Top Boy. There will be an online auction running until October 21st, with all the proceeds from the As Seen on Netflix event going to the charity Mind. That's First Up for this morning. Please join us again tomorrow. In the meantime, you can keep up to date on our website, that's newstalk.com.